now tuned in to Brianna and Company, a healthy, wholesome, unapologetically transparent conversation among friends. Here, we cry, we laugh, and we share our truth, but most importantly, we heal. So stay tapped in. Hello, hello, friends. It is Brianna Michelle here for another episode of Brianna and Company, a conversation among friends. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you so much for being here, for showing up, for being present. And if you are returning, you've listened to me 1,000 times over, then I appreciate you for showing up. I appreciate every single person who contributes to this thriving community of happy, healthy Black folks committed to healing and wholeness, because that is what we do here at Brianna and Company. For today's conversation, we are going to discuss self-awareness, the power of self-awareness, and how self-awareness can actually be an ally, which is something that I was able to realize or uncover for myself very recently in having a dialogue with someone in my life. And when you realize that, wow, I know myself better than I thought I did, and not only do I know myself, but I am empowered to do certain things for myself because I know myself, because I know me. I know what I need. I know what I want. I know what's important to me. So I now know, one, how to express those things and express them clearly, but also how to put certain things in place or activate certain things so that I can receive what it is that I'm asking for. So we're going to be talking a little bit more in depth about self-awareness. So stay tuned. So if you're new to Brianna and Company, and this is your very first episode that you're tuning into, pretty much every conversation that is held here is inspired by my life in some way. So either we are talking about something that I have experienced or I'm currently experiencing. And I do that because I want this community to know that you're never going through anything alone. And anything that you're going through is not necessarily unique to you. So you have community around you. You have people around you who have either been through similar things or are going through similar things. So don't be afraid to be vulnerable and share those experiences with other people, because you never know who could actually be your biggest supporter when you need one. I was recently having a conversation with my best friend about a misunderstanding or miscommunication that we had. And what I realized is that although I communicate via text about 95% of the time, I actually have room for improvement when it comes to texting, because I think that I do a fairly good job of communicating and expressing myself via text in terms of saying exactly what I mean and what I want to say. However, comma.com, I may not always be that great at interpreting what is being said to me. And I think that is twofold, because what I am noticing is sometimes I'm reading too deep into the text message. Like, I'm trying to read all between the lines and ain't no lines there. And then other times I am just missing something. Like, there's something there and I interpreted it a certain way, and that's not actually what was meant. So, you know, that's that. But I do think that's true for most written communication, period. Whether it is text message, email, a handwritten letter, doesn't really matter. I think that people have always kind of struggled a little bit with communicating in any written form, because we struggle doing it verbally. Like, we struggle communicating just by opening our mouths and talking. So quite naturally, we may struggle a little bit more with communicating in, you know, a written form or in a written manner. So I realized that about myself, and that is okay, because that is a part of self-awareness. Self-awareness became a really powerful tool along my self-love journey because it has held me accountable. And it has also helped me to love myself shamelessly and without feeling guilty, without any judgment, without a need to feel like I have to change. You know, I think that is part of the self-love journey is self-acceptance. And you're not feeling like you have to change. Like if I don't change, then these are the repercussions, as much as it is having a desire and a willingness to change because you want to improve and you want to be better in some way. You envision a better version of yourself or better versions of yourself. And therefore you will yourself to do what is necessary to become that version or those versions of yourself, rather than feeling like there is this imaginary sense of pressure that you have to place on yourself. Like, if I don't change, then this is gonna happen. And that is not really self-love. So self-awareness for me, when I define self-awareness, if someone were to ask me, what is self-awareness to me? For me, it is my personal power to clearly see myself without judgment. When I am looking closely at myself, or I'm assessing my thoughts, my feelings, my behaviors, my beliefs, whatever it may be, I am not doing so from a place of, oh man, I can't believe I said that. Oh man, I shouldn't have done that. Oh gosh, why am I like this? I don't do that. Instead, I take an approach of curiosity. Why did I say that? Why did I do that? Why did I behave that way? Why do I believe that? I look at myself with curiosity and wonder of, where did these things even come from? Where did they stem from? Where did I learn this? And how did I get here? How did I become this version of myself that I am currently? And self-awareness has taught me that it's not about judging myself, picking myself apart, overanalyzing myself, or even overthinking anything that I say and do. It is really about me going inward to understand all of my wires, to understand my programming, to understand how I function, so that I then know what I need for myself moving forward. If I am trying to, or not even trying, if I am becoming, because y'all know how I feel about becoming, if I am becoming the best or highest version of myself, what does that version of myself need? Now that I know who I am in this moment, what is my next step to get to her? And then once I get to her, what's my next step to get to the next version of myself, right? Because we're all becoming. We're always becoming. We're always growing and unfolding and peeling back the layers of who we are to our core. That's an ongoing process. And I personally don't believe that that process ends until you're no longer here. Until it's just your time to go and God has called you home. So, with that, you know, thought process, I understand that I am always becoming. I am always meeting a new version of myself. And to be honest, that's really dope. That is really cool to always meet somebody new and be like, wow, you are something else. You're pretty cool. Like, who are you? You know, that is what self-awareness has afforded me. It's not judging myself or looking at myself as something being inherently wrong with me, or even being pompous about it. Like, no, I am this, I am that. There's nothing wrong with me. I can do this and I can do that. It's not even about that. It's accepting myself, flaws and all. And I am going to talk about why that is so powerful momentarily. But that is my definition of self-awareness. Is ultimately, it's my personal power to clearly see myself without judgment, without guilt, and without shame. My desire is not to achieve perfection. Instead, what I am doing is becoming a perfect me or being perfectly me. That is all that I desire to do at this point in my life and moving forward, is how can I be more of myself and to continue becoming the best version of myself, the best possible version of myself that I can become. And that is what makes the self-love journey so beautiful. Is, yes, it gets intense and it gets heavy and there are some really dark moments that you experience, but the light that comes from those moments is awe-inspiring. It really, really is. It is so interesting that when you go down into those valley moments, right, those lows of life, and you come out even higher than you were when you went in, it's an uphill journey and it's a downhill journey, but it is so freaking beautiful, y'all. I almost cussed, but I'm trying to do less of that. But I almost cussed, but I'm going to peel it back for the sake of today's message. It's so beautiful. I don't even know how to describe it, but if you are someone who has been on your self-love journey for a moment and you know exactly what I'm talking about, you know exactly what I mean. And if you are someone who's just getting your footing, maybe you're just getting started and you're like, I want to love myself more, but I don't even know what self-love is. I don't even know where to start. Trust me, continue on your journey. Stick with it. Stay with it. You are not always going to know what you're doing at every turn, but what is required along this journey, quite honestly, is just your willingness to show up. It is your desire to want more for yourself, to become the best version of yourself, and to keep going. Every day is a different day. Every day there's a new assignment. Every day you learn something new about yourself. You just have to continue going, because when you can maneuver through those, you know, rocky places when things kind of feel unstable and you get to higher ground, that becoming, I'm telling y'all, that's my word. That is my word. That becoming is really powerful. Now I want to talk about what self-awareness has taught me. Self-awareness has taught me how to identify my needs, wants, and values. Now, this has been very pivotal when it comes to interpersonal connections, or I don't even know if that is a thing. Why did I just say that? When it comes to connections, period, family, friends, romantic partners, it doesn't matter. This has become a really handy tool for me, because I remember growing up in my childhood being told quite often, Brianna, you're too sensitive. You're too sensitive. You need to lighten up. You need to toughen up. You're too sensitive. And of course, being a child and not being equipped with the tools that I needed then to really assert myself, I accepted that. I'm too sensitive. I hear it all the time. I'm too sensitive. I need to grow a pair. I need to toughen up. I need to lighten up. I need to not take things so seriously. Too sensitive, right? So I accepted that and I took that on as my identity. What happens in adulthood is because I've been told you're too sensitive, you need to toughen up, you need to, you know, show up, don't take stuff so seriously, you need to take one to the chest, you know, all of these different nuances that I would hear, different sayings that I would hear. So now when I become an adult, you got one time, and I do mean one time, to come at me wrong. And you want to see tough? Oh, I'm going to show you tough. So now we have kind of went from one end of the spectrum to the very far end of the spectrum, and there's no balance. There is no balance. Because before, where yes, I would have, my feelings would have been hurt. I would have been in my feelings. I would have pouted. I would have stormed off. I would have cried. I would have done all of that in my younger years. Now, you know, coming into my early adulthood, it was like, oh, look at me wrong if you want to. Talk to me wrong if you want to. And you gonna get it today. Oh, you go get it today. You want to see tough? I'm going to show you tough. So now there's this lack of stability. And what happens in my connections with people is because I never really learned in my younger years how to assert myself and how to communicate lovingly. Now it's like, everybody gonna get it. Everybody. I don't care who you are. Everybody gonna get it. And of course, that's not healthy either. So now I've grown to a place where I understand that part of why I was doing that was because I wanted to not only be heard, but I wanted my needs and my wants and the things that are important to me to be valued by other people. The trouble with that is that oftentimes that comes with people validating your needs, your wants, your values. You're looking for someone to say, hey, okay, yeah, that's good. You should want that. Yeah, you should do that. Yeah, you should value that. That should be important to you. There's a piece of validation that comes with that that, quite frankly, you don't need. You don't need anyone to validate what's important to you. Okay, so that was lesson number one for me. Lesson number two was that I often found in communication with people or in relationships with people that, you know, people would try to come for my character. And I'm really big on character. I'm really big on integrity and operating in that. And it's not to say that people don't make mistakes. Pimps get it wrong. Players mess up. It happens. But there's this thing for me about, you know, your character and who you are to your core and your integrity. Like, that is just very important to me. And when people would check my character, it was like, nah, because I know I don't do that. I know I don't behave like that. I know that's not who I am. Again, not to say that I don't have flaws or that I don't make mistakes or mess up or have to learn lessons myself. But I also know, like, nah, I don't get down like that. Okay. When people would come for me in this way, what I used to do that I no longer do is that it would cause me to question or doubt myself. Even if I know, like, no, that's not who I am, I would internalize it. I would go inward and question or doubt who I am. And then I call myself asserting myself, but in actuality, it's defensiveness. And I'm defending myself. I'm defending my honor and defending my integrity. And no, you're not going to say that about me. And no, you're not going to talk to me like that. But what I understand now is that in those moments, what I was really looking for was invalidating someone's opinion of me that didn't even matter, to be quite honest. When I think about the things that people have said to me or have said about me, and I'm like, in the grand scheme of things, your opinion doesn't really matter or hold more weight than my opinion of me. Hey y'all, it's Brianna Michelle here, host of Brianna and Company, and this segment of the podcast is titled The Plug, where we feature one business or organization each month that is doing great work in support of the Black community. If you know a business or organization that you would like to see featured right here on an episode of Brianna and Company, then send us an email at contact@thebriannamichelle.com. Again, that email address is contact@thebriannamichelle.com. You can also check us out at thebriannamichelle.com or briannamichellemerch.com, where a portion of all sales will go towards our featured business of the month. Remember, do everything with love and stay tapped in. I didn't get that then because, to be honest, I don't know if I really had an opinion about myself. I can definitely attest to the fact that I allowed people for years to define me. And I would pick up different identities as I met different people. Like, I don't know if y'all have ever experienced this before, but you can be hanging out with one person and be a totally different individual than you are when you're with someone else. And I know people are like, nah, you know, I'm authentic. I keep it real all the time. But for those of you who want to be real with me, if you want to be transparent with me for a minute, you've experienced a moment or a time in your life where you could be over here hanging with a group of people and you act like this, or you talk like this when you're around them. And then you could be over here with a totally different group of people and you show up in a different way. And by the time you get home, you don't really know who you are at this point. To be honest, like, I know that's been my experience, and I'm sure that it's been someone else's. I used to say when I was in college, I had a certain group of friends that I hung around in college. And then I had my high school friends that were, you know, still here in Atlanta, because my freshman year of college, I was in Tuskegee. So I could be in Tuskegee hanging out with my friends, and I would notice when I would get around them, I would curse like a sailor. Like every other word was colorful and spicy, versus when I'm hanging out with my friends back home, when I come back home to Atlanta, I don't talk like that. And quite frankly, because I don't have to. And so I would notice, like, I am two different people based on my environment and where I am. But where does that leave me to really identify myself and who I want to be? How do I start showing up as how I feel like I should be, who I feel like I should be in the world? So that was my experience for a long time in my childhood and in my early adult years, and always needing someone to validate how I feel or what I need or what's important to me. And that would translate into me being defensive if someone expressed their opinion. Mind you, this is their opinion. Someone expresses their opinion of me, and now I'm jumping off the walls. Now, let's talk about how this looks in my 30s, because now I have crossed over into a new decade. What I understand now is that no one else's opinion should hold more weight than what I know and believe to be true about myself. I do not need to seek that outside of myself. I do not need you to tell me about me, because as much time as I have spent with myself, and I mean going through all my stuff, all of it, unpacking all my stuff with myself, with God, with my therapist, listen, I'm doing the work, and I know that for myself. So then if someone expresses their opinion, which is their right to have, I can't get knocked off my rocker because someone has an opinion of me that doesn't belong to me and may or may not even be valid. Like, it may be valid to them. This is how they feel. Okay, yeah, how you feel is valid. But validity and fact, I don't know. Like, this is the lens that you're seeing through. And I talked about this, I can't remember which episode it was, but I talked about subconscious programming and how everybody is basically, you know, living a movie. You're living out a movie and you're assigning roles to every single person that you meet. So I have to now understand that when this person is expressing this to me, whether it's rooted in truth or not, whether it's factual or not, their feelings are still valid. So I can hold space for how you feel. Your opinion of me does not diminish or override my opinion of myself. And also that, you know what? You're coming in here with your own programming. I don't know all of what you've been through. I don't know what your childhood was like. I don't know who did what to you in your past. I don't know. So you're coming in and you already have things in your subconscious mind that you're projecting outward, just like a movie projector, right? You go watch a movie, there's a projector displaying the movie on the screen. It's the same thing with our minds. People come in your life and they are watching a movie that is being projected through their mind, and every single person that they meet has a role in this movie. And until a person changes that programming to project a different movie, then everyone is going to have those roles. If there was a role that was played out in someone's childhood where this person was abusive, or this person, you know, was invalidating, this person was dismissive, then they come across you, and it's not so much that you are doing anything wrong, but they're playing out this same experience. Yeah, I remember somebody like you. Yeah, they used to talk like you. They used to walk like you. They used to act like you. They used to do this like you. Or, oh, this happened to me before, so I just know it's gonna happen with you. We all have a tendency to do that until we unpack all that stuff that's lying dormant in our brains. So when I understood that, it was like, you know what? There's no need for me to get mad here. There's no need for me to get mad because of those three things. Because, hey, that's your opinion. You're entitled to that. Your opinion of me, however, does not outweigh the opinion of, that I have of myself. And simultaneously, you're having a projection right now. Because we all do. We hear that word, oh, you're projecting onto me. Well, we're all projecting onto each other. And that is what should allow you or equip you to be able to offer compassion and kindness to people, because you know what? They are nothing but a mirror to you. They are just looking at you, showing you something about you. And it's rooted in all of this stuff that we grow up learning, or these experiences that we grow up having that are not always true. Like, yeah, it happened, but that doesn't mean that it's the totality of our lives, or that that's how every single experience is going to be. And that's why it's not really rooted in truth. It was rooted in truth for that moment. It's not true for the story or the narrative of your life. So learning that and keeping that at the forefront of my mind has been really powerful. Knowing how to express my needs, what I want, what's important to me, and understanding that other people have values too. Other people have needs too. I remember a time in my life where I did not feel equipped to talk about what I needed because I honestly didn't know what I needed. So now I can readily recognize it in people, like, I don't think you really know what you need, or you don't really know what you want. And it's not my job to dictate that to you. It's not my job to tell you what you should need, or should want, or should, you know, prioritize. That's not my job. But just simply being able to recognize it in other people, because I've been there. Once upon a time, yeah, I didn't communicate what I needed, and I held all this stuff, for lack of better terms, inside, and I would just emotionally erupt when all it was, Brianna, you didn't communicate a need. You didn't set a boundary and let a person know what that boundary was. And that just was simply because I didn't know. So now, knowing that if somebody comes to me and they express something to me about me, all right, cool, I can take that. I can take what's mine. Simultaneously, this is what I need. I can do that now. And it honestly feels, I'm gonna go ahead and say it, damn good. Feels damn good to do that. To be able to say, yeah, okay, I hear you. I can assess that. Okay, you know what? That is probably true. Yeah, I can do better. I can improve in that area. Simultaneously, though, this is what I need, right? Like, this is how I need people to communicate with me. This is how I need people to show up for me. This is how I need people to handle me. This is how I need people to carry me. And I'm expressing that need, not even with the thought that anyone can meet it. I don't place that expectation on people anymore of, if I tell you that I need something, you're going to, or you're supposed to do it. No, I express it. You're either equipped to meet it or you're not. And we got to be honest about that and figure out what the connection needs to look like next. That once we've communicated what we need, if we're not in a space to be willing to meet each other's needs, then we got to talk about what this looks like going forward. So that's important to understand too, is everybody comes to the table with something, and you have to prioritize the somethings. But you have to sift through the somethings and then prioritize. Figure out what's most important. Where can I bend? Where can I compromise here for the greater good so that everybody gets something out of this? And I think that that is healthy in connections when we do that for each other. So that is what self-awareness has completely done in my life, how it has transformed how I communicate, how I show up, how I love myself, how I treat myself, as well as how I treat other people. Because I think that part of self-awareness is that when you become more aware of who you are, you also are less judgmental towards other people because you realize, you know what? Everybody has something that they are bringing to the table. We are all bringing our stuff, again, quote unquote, bringing our stuff to the table. And it's kind of like you scatter it all out on the table. And when you look at it, it's like, you know what? This isn't really useful. I'm going to throw this away, or I'm going to put this back in the bag. Okay, you know what? Ooh, I didn't even know I had that. Let's toss that away. You know, we all bring our stuff to the table and we can sift through what's necessary and what's not, what's serving us and what's not serving us. And so when you do that, especially when you're able to do it in a relationship with somebody, I don't care if it's your mom, dad, brother, sister, cousin, auntie, uncle, best friend, next door neighbor, I don't care. When you're able to do it with someone else or alongside someone else, it truly is a very transformative experience. And I'm really proud of myself for learning how to activate that tool in a healthy way. And knowing how to utilize it for myself going forward. Well, y'all, that is it. That is all. This has been another episode of Brianna and Company, a conversation among friends. Thank you, as always, for your continued support. Thank you for the loving energy that you guys always send me. Thank you for your positive feedback. I appreciate it. I am so dedicated to creating a community that serves as a safe space for us to have these types of conversations and dialogues and discussions in an effort to really do the inner work, to seriously take accountability of our lives and create our lives in the way that we truly see them, being happy, being healthy, feeling good within ourselves, and radiating love throughout the world, because love is the highest energy of all. It can be a very, cumbersome energy. I don't think that's the word I'm looking for. But anyway, it can be intense. There we go. Thank you, God. It can be an intense energy sometimes, but love truly is powerful. And that is just what I want to create more of here. So I appreciate every single person who contributes to that mission, who contributes to the vision of Brianna and Company and of Brianna Michelle Brand. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Until next time, y'all, remember, do everything with love. And I will chat with y'all soon. Peace.